जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरहित श्रीमद्भय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरहित श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त बृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की व्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेद भक्त बृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing Canto 10, Chapter 6, Text Number 1. Today we also discuss about Ishwar Puriji, whose disappearance days we are celebrating. I read the text and you all can repeat after me. श्रीशुक उवाच नंद प्रतिवच शौरे नामृति नामृषेति विचिन्तयन् हरिं जगाम शरणं उत्पातगम शंकितः वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Shuka Vacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Nanda, Nanda Maharaj, Pati, on his way back home, Vacha, the words, Shaure of Vasudeva, Vasudeva, na, not, Mrisha, without purpose or cause, iti, thus, vichintayan, while thinking about inauspiciousness for his little son, Krishna, harim, On to the Supreme Lord, the Controller, Jagama, took Sharanam, shelter, Utpata, of disturbances, Agama, with the expectation Shankitaha, thus being afraid. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear king, while Nanda Maharaj was on the way home, he considered that Vasudev had said could not be false or useless. He considered that what Vasudev had said could not be false or useless. There must have been some danger of disturbances in Gokula. As Nanda Maharaj thought about the danger for his beautiful son Krishna, he was afraid. And he took shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Controller." Purport. Whenever there is danger, the pure devotee thinks of protection and shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also advised in Bhagavad Gita 9:33, "Anitya Masukam Lokam Imam Praptya Bhajasvamam." In this material world, there is danger at every step. Padam Padam Yad Vipadam. Therefore, a devotee has no other course than to take shelter of the Lord at every step. Om Agnanati Mirandhasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Kyakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Paritanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaiti Giram Yatkrupatamaham Vande Sri Gurun Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. I offer my obeisances at all the Vaishnavas who are present here, who are extremely knowledgeable and who are quite senior to me. I request them to bless me so that I will speak as told by Prabhupada and nothing more than that. Hare Krishna. So we have come to very, very exciting leelas of Krishna in the childhood times. Sixth canto deals with the killing of the demon Putana. After celebration of the birth of his son, Nanda Maharaj goes to Mathura to pay the taxes to Kamsa. He goes there and stays in a house and pays the taxes. Vasudev comes to know that Nanda Maharaj had come, so he comes to his house. Nanda Maharaj feels extremely happy, gets up and embraces him. Nanda Maharaj is relatively quite old person comparing to Vasudev. But still, he offers the obeisances and he embraces. Vasudev offers obeisances to both, discuss about the children, Balaram and Krishna. Then Vasudev instructs Nanda Maharaj that, you see, there are going to be some disturbances in Gokula. So you have to go as early as possible. Don't stay long here. Generally, when people go to the capital, so they have so many agenda of things to be done, buying, getting, meeting various dignitaries and all that. So Nanda Maharaj has been told by Vasudev that there is going to be some disturbances, so leave as early as possible. Nanda Maharaj immediately ties the bulls to the bullock carts and takes permission from Vasudev and starts going back to Gokula. So on the way, Sukadeva Goswami is continuing. This is what we have heard in chapter 5. In chapter 6, that is the beginning here today, Sukadeva Goswami continues. While Nanda Maharaj was returning, he considered Vasudev's statements cannot be false or useless. He didn't say without any purpose. So the moment he thought, yes, there must be going to be some disturbances in Gokula. Oh, my son, my Krishna. Oh, he will be in danger. He immediately prays to the Supreme Lord. That's what here today. And this chapter 6 is very, very important and very, very interesting. And it contains 44 slokas describing various aspects of Putana and Putana's killing. Putana is the very, very big demon with a very huge body. She is used by Kamsa for killing the babies. The gigantic body of Putana is explained in text 5 to 6. And she converts herself into a very beautiful woman by the mystic powers she possesses. And she looks as if she is Goddess Lakshmi. So she enters Nanda Maharaj's house without any obstruction, because she is so beautiful, holding lotus flower in her hand. She looked as if she is Lakshmi Mata herself. And gopis thought, oh, it appears Lakshmi Mata has arrived to meet her husband, this so beautiful boy here, Krishna. So she is coming. It appears she is coming. No questions asked. And in text 8 we see Krishna acts as if he is afraid of seeing this demon, and he closes his eyes. In text 9 we see this lady in the most beautiful form, though she is having the wicked, cruel ideas in her heart, but still she looked as if she is a very affectionate mother. And she enters the room, as she already entered the room, and she takes Krishna, this little, a few days old boy, baby, into her lap. And then she pushes her breast into the mouth of Krishna. Text 9. So, but that breast is not something ordinary. She had already pierced very, very poisonous and very quick acting poison. Some poisons act slowly, but this poison, what she smeared on her chest, on her breast, was very, very quick acting poison. श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम राधा श्याम सुंदर गौर निताय की जय। सो शी पुश्ड द ब्रेस्ट इनटू द माउथ ऑफ कृष्ण। इन टेक्स्ट 11 वी सी कृष्ण स्क्वीजेस द ब्रेस्ट होल्डिंग विथ बोथ हिज हैंड्स एंड स्टार्ट्स सकिंग नॉट ओनली द पॉइजन बट ऑल्सो द लाइफ ऑफ पूतना। पूतना स्क्रीमिंग एंड फ्लेइंग बीटिंग बोथ हैंड्स एंड लेग्स शाउटिंग वेरी लाउडली लीव मी लीव मी लीव मी। द शाउटिंग इन टेक्स्ट 12 वी फाइंड द शाउटिंग ऑफ पूतना अपियर्ड एज इफ थंडरबोल्ट्स आर फॉलिंग। All people fear, oh, thunderbolts are falling. And they actually fall down. They feel, oh, thunderbolts are falling, hide yourself. Then, because of the great pain, in text 13 we find that Pūtana comes back to her original form of the big demon. And she runs, she comes out of the house, out of the whole town, whole village, Gokula, and she comes out and falls down on the fields, pasturing fields. 14 to 17, in text number 14 to 17, we find the description of the gigantic, huge body of Pūtana. How big it is, we see that. In text number 18, gopis find, oh, this, where is Krishna? They are searching. They find Krishna is playing on the body at the chest of Pūtana. And they see. They quickly run to Krishna and picks him and brings him. Now, in text number 19, we find all gopis. They bring one cow and the stitch of the tail. Stitch, you know, the end of the tail having the hairs. That is called switch, S-W-I-T-H. So they take that and wave over Krishna. Wave over Krishna. Oh, some great mishap has happened. So they wave over. And all gopis, they immediately bring cow urine. Oh, Krishna was taken by this great demon. So they bring the cow urine and bathes him. Very nice bath is given with cow urine. And after that, the cow dust is applied. The dust generated by movement of the cows, that dust is taken and smeared all over the body of Krishna. Oh Krishna, you should be protected. Such a mishap has occurred. And then some gopis bring cow dung. Apply the tilak. So with the cow dung, the tilak is applied all over the body at 12 places of Krishna. Cow dung, tilak. Now all that. Then gopis in text number 21, we see that gopis do achaman. And then nyasa mantras they recite. Then they do the prayers to various aspects of protection of Krishna. We see that prayers from text number 22 to 29. And after the prayers are over, then Yashoda takes Krishna into her lap and feeds him with her breast. This we see in text number 30. In 31, one side this is going on, and as we have seen, Nanda Maharaj is returning. We have seen in the text number 1, which we are discussing today, Nanda Maharaj is returning, and while returning he is thinking of the words, the instructions given by Vasudev, that there are going to be some mishaps. Oh, he offers prayers, he takes the shelter of the Supreme and remembers his little son, and he makes very serious prayers. Now, while coming, they are coming, they are returning. In text number 31, we see Nanda Maharaj with Nanda Maharaj sees the gigantic body of Potana. And in text number 32, he feels quite thankful to Vasudev. Oh, he appears to be a great, great person. He has rightly predicted. You see, this fellow is lying here. Oh, some bad thing has happened. Then, text number 33, we find all gopas, the cowherd boys, they cut the dead body of Putana with the axes. The gigantic body is described as 12 miles long, such a big, very, very huge body. And they cannot lift as many people also. 12 miles is not a small distance. It's a very, 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 very huge body. So how to, cremate this body? They were all thinking and they decide, we should cut down this Potana into pieces, the body of Potana into pieces, and then burn it. So they all cut the Putana's body into pieces and then they start burning. 33. In text number 34, we see when the body was burning, great fragrance was coming from that. And everyone from a long distance, they feel, where from this fragrance coming? And they all from the surrounding villages also, they all will be wondering and they say, are you coming from here? Oh, from here. And they find, this body. So, from text 35 to 40, we find the greatness, the glories of Krishna. Krishna has purified Putana in spite of her bad intention of killing him, just because she acted as an affectionate mother. With action itself, Krishna has purified Putana and liberated her. So, if the devotees make prayers with sincere heart, why the liberation is not given by Krishna? There is absolutely no doubt about it. So the glorification is done in this way in 35 to 40 texts. In 41, again, the people are surprised at the fragrance and they start arriving and they all find Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you have killed. They all make prayers to various gods and bless Krishna. Krishna, you should never get any sort of trouble. We are blessing you. All people who are coming from the surrounding villages and the village of Gokula, they all bless Krishna. Then in text number 43, we find Nanda Maharaj arrived and sees Krishna with great affection and takes Krishna in his lap and smells his head with great affection, and he feels very great pleasure. In text number 44, which is the last text of the chapter, we see the great benefit of listening to the pastimes of Krishna and to this pastime and all pastimes of Krishna. That is, we develop the great attachment to Krishna. So, if anybody wants to get attachment to Krishna, the simple way is described here in the 44th text, the last text of this chapter, that just listen to the pastimes of Krishna and you automatically develop the attachment at the lotus feet of Krishna, attachment to Krishna. So these 44 texts, or each one, plays very, very important role in progressing of our spiritual life. So everyone should attend the classes carefully and listen. Krishna's pastimes are extremely great. In this episode, we find that whenever the devotees are in danger, they immediately approach the Supreme Lord for the protection. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we find many instances which is described about the devotees and their behavior while surrendering to Krishna, how they behave. One of them is Tatenu kampa susamikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hrudvak vapurdhi satatam namaste jivetayo mukti padeshadhayava. When the troubles are coming, when the devotee is in great trouble, he prays to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I thank you very much. With your great mercy, the difficulties, the problems have been reduced. I should be given much more punishment, but you are so kind, you are giving only this much trouble." And in those trouble, dangerous, hard situation, he prays to Krishna. And how he prays? He prays, Hrud vak vapurdhir. Hrud, from the heart. Vak, from the speech. And vapu, from the body. He offers obeisances, does seva. He doesn't say anything, but prayers. Such a person, jivetayo mukti padesha dayabhak, such a person rightfully is eligible for liberation. He has got the right for liberation. If somebody wants to get the right for liberation, the principle, the root, the hint is given in this tenth canto only. I forgot the text number. So, whenever there are troubles, whenever there are difficulties, they don't feel bad. They don't feel bad. They thank Krishna. Krishna, I should have got much more difficulties, but you have given only these difficulties. Krishna, I am grateful to you. This is the mood. This is the mood of the real devotee. Not that whenever some benefits are coming, he enjoys, and when there is trouble, he starts cursing. Oh, I have done so much of devotional service and I am getting back such a great difficulty. I am chanting, I have started chanting, I lost my job. Oh, I think chanting is making me to lose my job. What is this? I leave chanting. No. Krishna is taking care of you. Krishna wants that you should leave that dirty job where you are forgetting Krishna. You do the job where you always remember Krishna. Come to this job. Probably Krishna is showing the route. Leave the job. If somebody says you leave this job, he doesn't leave. No, I am getting so much of money. I am working hard and I am getting so much of money. Oh yeah, I am chanting. Krishna says, no. Krishna instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu smara yudhyacha. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, always remember me and perform your duty. Arjuna, perform your duty, always remembering me, perform your duty of fighting. Through this sloka 8.6, Krishna instructs the whole mankind that while perform your duty, you remember me. If while performing the so-called duty or your job, if you are forgetting Krishna, better you leave the job, or Krishna will create such circumstances that you will be fired. And you will leave the job and you will take the job where you always remember Krishna and perform the duties and you lead a happy life and you get income also, you are happy, and Krishna shows the route. So that's what we have to learn from this sloka, that whenever troubles are there, whenever difficulties are there, we immediately approach Krishna and thank Krishna. Krishna, you have given such a less punishment, less trouble. Otherwise, I should have got much more. Thank you very much, Krishna. Thank you. This mood, if we develop, we always will be calm and quiet. We don't become angry because of this fellow, this person, I should do something to him. No. If I am in trouble, this is because of my past karma and Krishna has reduced it. So I am thankful. So today we have the disappearance day of Ishwarapuri, who is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we discuss about the pastimes of Ishwarapuri also. Ishwarapuri comes in the Vaishnava Acharyas after Srila Madhavendrapuri. Ishwarapuri is the disciple of Srila Madhavendrapuri. And he once visits Advaita Acharya's house in disguise. He doesn't want to reveal his identity. And he visits the house of Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya was performing the puja to Krishna. So he sits in disguise. Advaita Acharya, after finishing off the worship of Krishna, then he comes and he says, "Oh, you appear to be a Vaishnava saint. Would you kindly tell you your name, where from you have come?" Ishwarapuri says with great humbleness, "You see, I belong to a Shudra community. I am very, very low level saint." He doesn't talk more than that. Then Mukunda Datta was present there. Mukunda Datta sees and understands this man is not an ordinary person. So to make a Vaishnava reveal his real position is to do the kirtan. When a person does kirtan, if the person is not a Vaishnava, he doesn't show the ruchi, the taste for singing and listening to the kirtan. He makes such a melodious, in such a melodious voice, Mukunda Datta starts kirtan and looks at Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, the moment he started listening to the kirtan, glorifying Krishna, then immediately he falls down. "Oh Krishna!" And the tears started coming from both the eyes, and that area becomes wet. Immediately, Advaita Acharya recognizes him. "Oh, you are the disciple of Srila Madhavendrapuri." Immediately he pays obeisances and embraces him. Then both feel very happy seeing, and they discuss about the kirtana of Krishna. Then he stays there for some time, and one day he finds Nimai Pandita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was returning from his school along with his disciples. Disciples were also there, those who are studying the grammar and other things from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandita. So Nimai Pandita is coming, and from this side Ishwarapuri, Srila Ishwarapuri is coming. So he looks, he could immediately find out that this person is the Supreme Lord. With his great shine emerging, coming out from the body of the great Vaishnava. So by seeing him, then he goes to him and he says, "Who are you? I find you are something special." Then Nimai Pandit immediately offers obeisances at the lotus feet of Srila Ishwara Puri. Then other disciples, they say, "He is Nimai Pandit, he is Nimai Pandit." Then immediately he says, "Oh, you are Nimai Pandit. People talk about your greatness. I am extremely happy to find you, to see you here. I am happy." Then Nimai Pandit also feels extremely happy, invites Ishwara Puri to his house. Ishwara Puri follows Nimai Pandita. He was totally mesmerized actually by Nimai Pandit, and he follows him. He goes to the house and Sachi Mata prepares very nice bhoga and offers to Krishna and gives to Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit offers with great respect to Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri takes the prasadam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eats the remnants of Ishwara Puri. So he develops a lot of respect, and this goes on. And Ishwara Puri goes on for the touring all over the country, all over India, and he comes to Gaya. Gaya. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father leaves the body and goes to Golok Vrindavan. So he performs the final rites and comes to Gaya for the Pinda Pradhana, that is the final ritual offering Pinda to the father and forefather, departed father and forefathers. So when he came, there are different shrines he offers. Just like Badrinath also, we have Vishnu's big foot where we offer the Pinda. So when here in Gaya, when he offered the Pinda to various deities, various places of Vishnu only, and when he came to the Vishnu Pada, the feet of Vishnu, then Nimai Pandita feels extremely great ecstasy, and he falls down and the tears started flowing. At the same time, Ishwara Puri also arrives. Ishwara Puri sees, and the moment Ishwara Puri saw him, and at the same time Nimai Pandita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also looks, he wakes up and takes the shelter of Ishwara Puri. He prays at the lotus feet of Srila Ishwara Puri, and he says, "By going to various holy places we get purified. By seeing you I get purified. By your darshan, by taking your darshan, I feel I am purified." So this discussion takes place, and he requests Srila Ishwara Puri to give initiation. So the initiation ceremony is done, initiation is given, Harinam initiation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Srila Ishwara Puri. Once Ishwara Puri visits the house of, he visits the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself prepares all the items, bhoga items, offers to Krishna, and he himself feeds Ishwara Puri, Srila Ishwara Puri, and Srila Ishwara Puri's remnants he takes and tells him, "You see, I have written one book, this, what is that? Krishna Karanamrita, which he was teaching. Krishna Leelamrita, which I was teaching to that boy Gadadhara, small. Gadadhar was a small boy and he was teaching the Krishna Leelamrita book which Ishwarapuri has written. So he says, Nimai Pandita, you are a great scholar, kindly read, listen to this and find out any mistakes are there. You are a great scholar. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whatever the Vaishnava writes, he is writing at the instance of Krishna. Anybody who finds false, he will be committing a great offense. How can I commit such an offense? So this shows the greatness of Ishwarapuri as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing us how we have to behave. Then Ishwarapuri, while coming to his house, when he actually comes to his house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prepares the prasadam, the bhoga, and gives the prasadam. Before that, he does the worship of the Guru. So that is described, all this is described in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So he washes his feet and smears, he puts the chandana, the sandalwood paste, everywhere on the body of Srila Ishwarapuri and garlands him and does all this. This is the way if our Guru comes to our house or if a Vaishnava comes to our house, how we have to take care of him and show our respects. This is described in Chaitanya Bhagavatam and this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us by showing himself as the example, by showing the great respect to his spiritual master Srila Ishwarapuri. So we all should follow the same path. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while returning from Gaya, going back to the place, his place, he finds the place called Kumarahatta. And Kumarahatta is the place where Srila Ishwarapuri has taken birth. Ishwarapuri has appeared at this Kumarahatta. So the moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Kumarahatta, then he takes the dhuli, the mud of the village, and he puts it on his head and in his angavastra, in his cloth, the cloth worn on the shoulder, in the cloth he collects the mud and carefully collects it and carefully ties and preserves it to use it on his head, because my Guru Srila Ishwarapuri has appeared here. Each particle of the earth is very sacred. So that way Ishwarapuri shows us his great affection to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells by his example to all the devotees how they should perform their activities as Vaishnava to his Guru. So we all pray at the lotus feet of Srila Ishwarapuri that we also get the devotion and we do our devotional service with our pure heart and go back to Godhead. Srila Ishwarapuri ki jai. So this is what I thought I should speak, and your questions, comments and concerns, kindly inform your questions. If you feel I am capable of answering, kindly ask, and your great comments, welcome. Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Somebody can help.
So that verse, Yat Karoshya Jishnashi Yat Jahoti Dadasi, you know, whatever work you perform, you should do it for me. So it seems like it's a little bit tricky that, you know, whatever work we're doing, as long as it's not like, you know, butcher some kind of thing. If we're offering the results of our work to Krishna, you know, in the sense of making my family Krishna conscious and taking care of my home, like a temple, and then you were saying something about, you know, we should leave that work, but the people have to take care of their families too.
Yeah.
Responsibility. So would that be wise to leave the work, or just give everything to Krishna and be more Krishna conscious?
Yeah. This is a very, very valuable, very valuable and useful question, because Krishna has given the instruction, yat karoshi jasnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurishva madarpanam. You offer it to me as a puja, arpanam, you offer it. This is exactly what we are supposed to do. When I am performing my job as a doctor, as an engineer, as a businessman, if I am able to follow this, this is fantastic. This is Krishna consciousness. I do japa and I go to the job and I command, shout over all the workers, and I am dictating, I am the one who is taking care of you, I am the one who is giving you salary, I. That job is of no use. Srama evahi kevalam. If the work doesn't generate the attachment to Krishna, affection for Krishna, devotion for Krishna, such a work is srama evahi kevalam. It is just hard work, beating the husk and thinking that some grain will come out. No. That is of no use. One may get a lot of money, one may get opulence, one may get facilities, but what is the use? He has to leave everything and take birth as a donkey or dog or some animal. If he doesn't remember, if he doesn't follow the yat karoshi yad asnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat. So if that job is coming as a way, hindrance in the path of Krishna consciousness, if we are really praying to Krishna, Krishna will see that the business goes down or he leaves the job and he says, oh, what has happened? I am chanting, I am increasing my chanting and my business is going down. I am increasing my chanting and I am not getting promotion. Krishna is making plans so that you fully surrender to Krishna. So, any other question? Anybody? Mataji? So if you... Any questions? If you don't have any other questions, I stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.